Mishnayis Psochim Perek Vov. This is learned Leilu Nishmas Sorarelke Basarav Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achron Shel Pesach Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin. And this is learned Leilu Nishmoso Betoich HaShloshim Tehin Nishmoso Tzrura Betzrei Rechaim. Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Dvorim BePesach Doichinas HaShabbos. The following items you can desecrate the Shabbos by making the Korban Pesach. Shchitosei, to slaughter him, uzrikas domoi, and to sprinkle the blood, umichui krovov, and to squeezing out the insides, to get rid of the inside of the dirt from the animal, the hektar chalovov, and sacrificing the fats, avoksliyosei, but the roasting of the Korban Pesach, and adochas krovov, and then to washing out the inside intestines, einon doichinas haShabbos, they do not push away the Shabbos, and we cannot desecrate the Shabbos. We have to wait till at night time. Harkovosoi, to carry the Korban Pesach alive through the street in the Azorah to slaughter him, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But v'have also mechutz l'tchum, and to bring the Korban Pesach from a place which is a distant more than 2,000 more than tchum Shabbos from the city, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'chatichas yabal toy, and to cut off the yabelis, a root that's on the animal from the Korban Pesach, even with the hand or with your teeth, ein doichin es haShabbos, they do not overwrite the Shabbos, you cannot desecrate the Shabbos, because all these things should have been done the day before. Rabbi Lezer says, doichin, that you can desecrate the Shabbos, you can violate the Shabbos before to accomplish these things. Talk to Bar Tanura. Eilu dvarim bePesach doichin es haShabbos, the following items that we do with the Pesach push away the Shabbos. Says the Bartanura, Pesach doiches haShabbos. Pesach overrides the Shabbos, the Nemar, because the Pesach says, Moyadoi, and it's time when it talks about the Pesach by Pesach, and by Midbar Periktas. It says there, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sa Pesach by Moyadoi, they should do it in time. V'nemar Moyadoi b'tomit, and it's also said Moyadoi with the Korban Pesach, by the Korban Tomit, as it says in the Pesach, in Bamidbar Chavches, Tishmeru l'hakriv li b'moyadoi, and it's time. So, ma moyadoi ha'omur b'tomid, just like the time which is written with regards to the Tomid, doiches haShabbos, overrides the Shabbos. Shenemar, because the Pesach says, al oilas ha'tomid, before it says meferish, on top, the Korban Musaf, on top of the oilas ha'tomid, meaning that there is oilas ha'tomid on Shabbos, haf moyadoi ha'omur b'pesach. Likewise, the moyad, which is written with regards to the Pesach, doiches haShabbos, overrides the Shabbos. So what are the things that do override the Shabbos? Shchitos yuzrikas domoi, the shechting and sprinkling the blood. I efshar la'asoysim b'layla, we're not possible to do them at night time, to wait till at night time. Diksi, because it says in Vayikra Zayin, b'yoyim tzavoysoy, which means l'hakriv b'yoyim, the sacrificing has to take place by day and not by night, l'v'layla. So therefore we have to do it in the daytime. Michoi, that's the wiping away, is the Bartanura kinuach, like wiping away. Kime ochlo umochta piha. And she ate and she wiped her mouth. That's Michoi. Mishle Lamed. Michoi krovov doichines haShabbos, the emptying out of the bowels, does override the Shabbos, shelo yisrechu, so they don't, smell up. We can smell it. But the roasting it and washing out the intestines, though they don't override the Shabbos, the Efshem Meshetachshach, because that can be done after nightfall. Harkavosoi, riding it on his the Bartanura, al kisefe, on his shoulder, lavia derech rishusarabim laazora, to bring it by way of the public area to the azora, to the courtyard. So he wants to carry it. Afalpi. Even though the only prohibition involved here is a shvus midrabonon, because he's not really carrying shachai neises atzmei, because a living thing carries himself, ein doich, it still does not override. The Havale Lamev the Masmal. He should have done it the day before, from before Shabbos. Likewise, also this applies to bringing it from outside of the Tchum Shabbos. And cutting off the root of the carbon Pesach, Lasser Mumet, to remove the blemish. Although there is only but a prohibition of a Shavuos Midrabanan, because he's cutting it with his teeth or with his hand, Einam Doichel, they still don't push it away because he should have done it before Shabbos. And this that we learned in the end of Erevin, Choytchin Yabelas Bamigdosh, that you can cut these Yabelas, this root in the Migdosh. Ahibi Yivesha Demifrech Parcha. That's talking about a dry one that comes apart, but Masnis Noche Belecha, that is talking about a moist one. Ba'afal Pidik Shechoytcha Bishina Ebiyode, even though when he's cutting it with his teeth, or with his hands, kilacha yadu, it's like backwards, beside hand. Afilohochi osur belacha. Still, it's osur by the soft one. The havelei lemevda me'esmoil, because he should have done it from the day before. Rav Elazar eimer doichin. Rav Elazar says they do push away the savar, because Rav Elazar holds, says the Martinura, that machshirei mitzvah doichin es haShabbos, that the preparation of the mitzvah override the Shabbos, so even though you can do the preparation from before, they still override the Shabbos, so we learn the Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Beis, Amar Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar said, Valeidinhu, the halacha needs to be so, that you should allow to desecrate the Shabbos for these matters also. Ma im shchita, since we see that the shechting of the Karban Pesach, Shum Shum Malacha, which is prohibited on Shabbos by other animals from the Torah, because it's a regular Malacha. Nevertheless, by the Karban Pesach, we say, Doiches HaShabbos, it pushes away the Shabbos that you're allowed to desecrate the Shabbos and shechting him. Eilu Shem Mishum Shavuos, these matters that are only prohibited by the other animals. Midrabanan LeYitchus HaShabbos, so they shouldn't push away the Shabbos by the Karban Pesach. So how can we say so? We should for sure be allowed to do these things by the Karban Pesach and Shabbos. This is Rav Elazar's argument, who argued before previous Mishnah, but that's his argument. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rav Elazar, Yom Tov Yechiach. Yom Tov will prove to you, it's not like you're saying, Shehitiru Boy, that they permitted on Yom Tov Mishum Malacha, things, such matters like a Malacha, like cooking and slaughtering, but and nevertheless they prohibited to do on Yontav things that are only prohibited to do from the Rabbanan, because you were able to do them from yesterday. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mazer Rabbi Yeshua, what are you talking about? What is this, Rabbi Yeshua? Ma raya l'shus l'mitzvah? Why are you comparing the eating from a person on Yontav, which isn't a mitzvah that he should eat? So therefore, if there is a prohibition by the eating, even midrabanon, he shouldn't eat. But to make a Karban Pesach is a mitzvah. So the rabbanon cannot prevent the mitzvah through the isur that they made. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that eating on Yontav is also a mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva answered, V'omar, and he said, Hazo techiach, the sprinkling will prove that a person who was defiled because he touched the body, so the seventh day comes out on Shabbos and Erev Pesach. So if they're going to sprinkle the water from the Parah Aduma, from the red heifer, so then he will be Tahir, he'll be pure, and then at night time he will be able to eat the Karban Pesach, she mitzvah. So then that's a mitzvah that you should sprinkle the water of the Parah Aduma. And when you sprinkle the water, v'hi mishum shavus, it is only a prohibition of the Rabbanan. And nevertheless, the sages says v'ein adoiches haShabbos, that this sprinkling does not push away Shabbos. and you shall not sprinkle this water on him, even though that he will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. You too do not be surprised of these things. Even though these things, you want to do them, is so that he should be able to do the mitzvah to make a Korban Pesach. Behein mishum shavus, and the prohibition is only from the Rabbanan. Nevertheless, lo yidchus haShabbos, they cannot push away the Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, ve'olah ani don, and if that halacha of sprinkling the water of the Prod Aduma, which you just said, I also disagree, and I said that you should sprinkle the water, you should be able to eat on the night the Korban Pesach. Umayim shechita, even if we see that slaughtering the Korban Pesach, which is shehi mishum halacha, which is prohibited on Shabbos by other animals from the Torah because it's considered a malacha. Nevertheless, by the Korban Pesach, doiches haShabbos, you desecrate the Shabbos and you do shechtim hazoh, sprinkling on a tamei the waters of the Parah Aduma on Shabbos, shehi mishum shvus, which is only prohibited from the Rabbanon, ein din shedoiches haShabbos, is then not for sure the halacha should be that you have to push away Shabbos, that you should be able to sprinkle on him on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Elazar, or you can exchange these words. Ma'im hazor, if we see that sprinkling the water of the Parah Aduma, shim shim shvus, which is prohibited midrabon, that cannot push away Shabbos, shchita shim shum alacha, shchita, which is a shechting, which is prohibited in the Torah because of malacha, ein din shalatitches haShabbos. Is it then not for sure that the malacha needs to be that it shouldn't push away Shabbos? So you should not be permitted to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Amar Leir Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva, he says, Akiva, akarta mashkosu b'Torah, that you have torn out that which is stated in the Torah that you should slaughter the Korban Pesach bein ha'arboim in the afternoon, b'mayada, and it's time, b'im b'chol, b'im b'Shabbos, whether it's in the weekday, whether it's in Shabbos. Amar lei, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, havei li mayad le'elu k'mayad l'shchita. Bring me to show that these items, harkavosei, etc., also have a set time when you should do them, just like this shechting has a set time. So therefore, Klavam Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva gave the rule. Kol malacha she'ef shal asoysim erev Shabbos, all jobs that you can do from before Shabbos, ein edoiches haShabbos. So then you're not allowed to push away the Shabbos. Shechita she'ef shal asoysim erev Shabbos, shechting of the Korban Pesach, you cannot do before Shabbos. Because if erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so then deiches haShabbos. Then that pushes away the Shabbos. So then you're allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura. So Rabbi Elazar was arguing on the Chachamim, on the previous halacha, in which it stated that the Shvusim, even things that are Midrabon, you can't do on Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar doich. So now the Mishnah says that Rabbi Elazar says, but it's a kal v'chaymer. If shechita shehi mishum malacha deiches haShabbos, like the Bar Tanura, shechita shehi asura b'chulim b'Shabbos, with regards to non-karbonis, with non-pesach on Shabbos, is prohibited. Mishum isur malacha gemura, that would be prohibited for a complete malacha. Afal pikein deiches haShabbos b'pesach, but nevertheless, it does override the Shabbos when it comes to the Korban Pesach. So then the argument was, Eilu Shehem Mishum Shavuz Lo Yitru. So these items, the cutting of the Yabelis, etc., as I mentioned before, should not push away Bitmiya. Surprise. So Rabbi Shua answered him to Rabbi Lezer, Yom Tev Yechiyo. The Yom Tev will prove Sheitiru boi shechita, that shechita is permitted, malacha minatoyde, Ubishul and cooking shu'av melocha is permitted. Umotorim lehajit, and it's permissible for hajit. But still, va'asaru boy, and they prohibit it to him, so they are their mutter and melochem natoida, and they prohibit him lahavi dover mechutz l'tchum, to bring an item from outside of the boundary, v'la'achloi, and to eat it, hoyel v'hoi efshalei me'esrel, since he could have done it yesterday. Va'afogab, the tchum midrabonon. Even though the tchum is midrabonon, still, the chachamim don't allow him to do it override the yontav, even though Shechita is allowed. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said back, Mazi Yeshua, what kind of a proof is this? He said to him. And what he said to him, Maraya Rishus L'mitzah. What kind of proof do you bringing me that we don't bring him Chutz L'tchum to not allowing him to do the Abelas and the other Shavusim D'Rabbonah? So he says, Maraya Rishus L'mitzah, says the Batanuda, Achilles Hedyet, the eating of the person Rishusu, that's an optional. He doesn't have to eat on Yontif. V'tzorech gavoya mitzvah, but what's necessary for Hashem, the korban is the mitzvah. Ve'im imidu chachamim isu shvus shalahem b'mokem rishus, and if the chachamim placed their prohibition of not doing isu midrabanan in a place where the whole issues of rishus to go eat, yamidu heim b'mokem mitzvah, they should will also play b'mokem mitzvah. But the Rabbi Yeshua saw, Rabbi Yeshua holds called simchas yomtiv mitzvah, that all rejoicing on yomtiv is a mitzvah. So bringing the item of chutz l'tchum would be for a mitzvah, still we don't allow it. Pafilach in derech Shabbos, he doesn't push away Shabbos because he could have done it from the day before. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, and then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva said, Hazoah techiach, Hazoah will prove shehi mitzvah. That the sprinkling is a mitzvah. Says the Bartanura, Betom me meis, shechal shvi shalilis b'shabbos, a person who touched a dead body, and his seventh day turns out to be on Shabbos, which is Erev HaPesach, which is on Erev Pesach. Sheim lo yaze, if he's not going to sprinkle, lo yaze pischa, he won't be able to make his Pesach. Bafil hochi ein edeiche, and still, he does not push away the hochi kimle le Rabbi Akiva. For so Rabbi Akiva had the tradition, the loy dachya, that it won't push away. Vazo shvusi, and sprinkling is only a shvus. The mechzik iman the mesakin gavra, because it seems like he's fixing this person, because he's making him preparing, he's making him not tame anymore. So it's only a shvus. The shvus is preventing you from, preventing him from eating the korban pesach. It's a mitzvah. And still, is a deiches Shabbos. So therefore, don't be surprised why the other ones are not deiches Shabbos. So what did Rabbi Lazar answer? He says, Balan Eidor. Says, Bartanura. Begam al ha'azoa ani chaylik. And also on this sprinkling, I'm also arguing. On this as I'm also arguing. And I say, that it should be pushed away. And it should not prevent him from Pesach from the same Kavach Chaymer that I'm saying that if you're Matir Shechita, you should definitely Matir Shus Mirabona. So Rabbi Akiva said, or perhaps the opposite. Maybe I should change the halacha. The pshita like that was obvious in the zom akva that you cannot sprinkle. V'yafinam bekalvachomer minei, and we learn out from a kalvachomer, if you're not allowed to sprinkle, that you shouldn't not allowed to shech l'shchitah sh'takif. They shouldn't be makif. And but Rabbi Elazar argued to Rabbi Akiva, how could you possibly say that the Shechita is Ma'akiv when the Pasuk says that you're turning out from the Torah because the Torah says, Bein Harbaim B'moy Adai, says the Bartanur b'me'adu. B'ade, it says the pasuk v'yasu b'nei Yisrael a pesach b'me'adu. They should do it in the time. And b'midbar test, that means even a Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva says, haveli moyed le'elu. That bring me the pasuk moyed for these, that they should have a time, permanent time, just like it's a time for shechita. And therefore, she'elam zman kavua k'mo shekava l'shechita. They should have a set time like shechita. Just shechita has to be in Shabbos. So those things that have to have a time, those are the ones that you can do. Hilchah kiva shelikava lehem zman. Since the Torah did not set a time, the Torah doesn't say that the animal has to be brought mechutz l'tchum on Shabbos, or you have to cut the abelas on Shabbos. Hilchah kiva shelikav lehem zman. Since the Torah did not set them a time, or motzi l'mevet me'esmel, you can do it from the day before. Lo yidachya. That is doesn't push away. V'azor nami, and azor also lav megufa de pesachi. That's not part of the Pesach. The Torah says the Pesach you can do on Shabbos, but sprinkling is not part of the Pesach. But like see, baby Merde over there doesn't say that the Azor has to be done Merde, and therefore, since it's not Merde, that's why you can't do it, and that's why it's not there. The Martanun of Aloha get Rabbi Akiva. The Aloha remains like Rabbi Akiva, that only a Malocha that you cannot do, that you have the moyad, that you have to do it on that day, can do it also right Shabbos. But anything you can do before Shabbos, he doesn't override Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel. I must say, maybe Chagiga Imay. When do you bring a Karma Chagiga, a Shlomim, together with the Karma Pesach, on Erev Pesach? So, Bizman Shubah B'Chol. When the Korban Pesach comes during the weekday, on a weekday, I mean excluding Shabbos, and Betara, if everybody is clean from Tumah, or Bemuad, that means that the Korban Pesach is not sufficient for the people, not enough meat for the people that counted on him. So first you're going to eat the Chagiga, the Shlomim, and then you're going to eat the Korban Pesach. Ubizman Shabbat B'Shabbos, but at the time that the Korban Pesach comes on Shabbos, that means that Shabbos is Erev Pesach, or Bimruba, or there is the Korban Pesach is too much for the people. In other words, there's few people that counted on the Korban Pesach. Ubetuma, or most Jews are Tome, and Mevi Nime Chagiga. So then you don't bring the Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach. Because it doesn't override the Shabbos, there's no need, if there is Merubah, there's enough from the Korban Pesach. And by Tumah, you're not allowed to be makir it, but the Korban Pesach is that. See the Batanura. I must say, maybe Chagiga Imoy. When do you bring a Chagiga along together with the Korban Pesach? Ima Pesach, B'Yudal and Nisan. Together with the Pesach on the 14th Nisan, Bizman Shubo Bechoel Betar. When it comes during the weekday, Betar. The Af Al Gav. When it comes during the weekday, Betar. The Af Al Gav, the Pesach Dochi Shabbos, Vituma. Although Pesach does override the Shabbos and overrides Tuma, but Chagiga Ledachi Shabbos. Chagiga doesn't push away Shabbos. And not Tuma. Why not Tuma? Because it's not necessary to bring. It's not a chayv, so it doesn't have to bring it. So it's not going to override the Tuma. I don't know. It doesn't say Tuma Tchuya Hutra Betzibur. And even for an optional carbon, I don't know. You know why it doesn't? Why the Bartanura doesn't say it? Does it mean he only says Chagiga L'dachi Shabbos? He doesn't say by Tuma. Gotta look this up. Ubemuad, and when there are Shoya Pesach Muad, that the Pesach was little, not sufficient, lachilas ben achabura, for the eating of the group. First they eat the korban chagiga, they should have Pesach, gemar sviosim, so that the Pesach should be completing their satisfaction. But what happened? It was b'meruba. It was a lot of korban Pesach there. Shehoisa chabura met the group that counted on the korban was a few. V'daylem b'pesach levadu, and it's sufficient for them just the Pesach alone. Or v'tuma, shereiv tzibur tmeim, the majari tzibur tmeim, ein mevin im chagiga. He says you don't bring a chagiga with it. Shechagiga is yemidal drushusi v'lechayva. It's not mandatory, and therefore you shouldn't bring it. Betuma, you shouldn't bring it because you're not mechuyev in it. It's not mandatory. Mishnah Dalet, Chagiga, the Chagiga, that's the Shlomim that you bring together Korban Pesach. Ha'isabah that would minatzoy minabokar minakvosim minaizim minatzchoy minakigas. You can bring from sheep, from cattle, from sheep. From goats, whether they're males, females, and they're eaten 2 days with one night. Says the Bartanura, min habokar, from the cattle. Says the Bartanura, that's for the chagiga. Bashenki bepesach, as opposed to the korban pesach, she'ein bo, that cannot come loy min habokar, not from the cattle, loy min hakeves, not for the female. Only sheep or goats. Mishnah Hey, HaPesach Sheshchotoy Sheloy Lishmoy B'Shabbos. If you shechted the Korban Pesach, not for the name of the Korban Pesach, but for Shlomim on Shabbos, which was Erev Pesach, Chai V'Lov Chatos. So then he has to bring for this sin a Korban Chatos. Ushar Kol HaZvochim, and all other sacrifices, Sheshchotom l'shem Pesach, that he shechtem for a korban Pesach, on the Shabbos of Pesach, im einem ruin, if they cannot be a korban, it's like a bokar, which says it has to be melekvosh menaizim, but not the cattle, then chayu, then he has to bring a chatos for his sin, but im ruim hein, if they are fit for the korban Pesach. And that is, there was a sheep there that was all the year, and it was a shlomim. So he thought it was a korban pesach. So he shechted it for a korban pesach. So then, Rabbi Lezer Aimer, no, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. He says you're chayev a korban chatos because you desecrated the Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't have to bring a korban chatos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said, "Ma ima pesach." Since we see that the korban pesach shumuter l'shmoi, that you are allowed to shechtim on Shabbos for the name for a korban pesach, and nevertheless, kishishina shmoi, when you change the name, you shechted him on the name of another korban chayiv, then he's guilty of violating the Shabbos, and he has to bring a korban chatos because he desecrated the Shabbos. Zvochim shehein surin lishmom, the shlomim, that you're not permitted to shech them on Shabbos for shlomim. Kisheshinu lishmom, when he changed around the name and he shech them on Shabbos, and it didn't say chayiv. So should it not be for? Of course that the halacha should be chayiv. Should be chayiv achatus. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Loi, no, it's not compared one to the other. Im amarta bePesach, if you said with regards to Korban Pesach that when he slaughtered him not for the name of Pesach, sheshino ludavara osur, so then he changed it to a korban which you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, therefore you're obligated achatus. Toimer bezvachim, you want to say by shlomim." By the Zvachim, that when he shechted him not for the name, but for the name of Korban Pesach, Sheshinu Davar Muter, so then he changed the Shlomim to a Korban, which you allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Why should he be chayv achatos? Why should he be guilty of achatos? Omer Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Emorei Tzibur Yechicho. the sacrifices which were constructed that all Jews bring them on Shabbos, that is the Korban Tamid and the Musaf of Shabbos. So I will prove to you from them Shemeturim Lishmon, you can shech them on Shabbos for their name, Bashech Lishmon, and when he does shech it on Shabbos, other Karbonas on their name, Chayu. Then he has to bring a Karma Chatos because he decided that's Kori the Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, no. It's not compared one to the other. Im Amarta Be Murit Sibur, if you're saying with regards that he shechted on Shabbos Karbonas, of the name because he thought. For their name, because he thought that they are karbanes for all Jews, he saw the Tamidim Musafim. So he's chayiv sheyesh lekitzva, because there is a limit how much Tamidim, how much Musafim you need to bring on Shabbos. So he should have asked whether you already slaughtered the Tamidim Musafim. Taima bePesach, so you want to say by the karban that he shechted him in the name of a karban Pesach. He should also be a chayiv shein lekitzva. Korban Pesach does not have a number how many psachim you should shech. He saw that there were many kohanim shechting, they were slaughtering the psachim, and he saw that this korban is standing, so he thought this was also korban Pesach. So he wanted to do a mitzvah and shecht it. So, therefore, if he makes a mistake and he thinks that korban Pesach should be exempt, Rabbi Meir says, "Avashoychet l'shem is murid tzibur poter." That one who shechts a korban Shabbos from a whole year on its name, because he thought that it's a korban tamid or the musaf of Shabbos, he also is poter. The Bar Tanura, Mishnah Hay, and the Bar Tanura. HaPesach sheshchotei sheloy lishma. The Pesach that is shechted not for the sake of a Pesach. So the Batanura biyud dalet shechali is b'Shabbos on the 14th, which comes out on Shabbos. V'sovar, and he thought kishem shemuter lishmoi, just like it's permitted to shecht it for the name of the Pesach. Kach muter shalei lishmoi. He didn't know, so it's also muter not lishmoi. He didn't know that that korban is possible. V'amartem zevach Pesach. He didn't know that limb. So then, chayiv chatos. Then he's obligated chatos shechilul Shabbos b'shegig, because he's desecrated Shabbos b'shegig. He did a shechita which is not fit, and it's just shechted on Shabbos. He violated Shabbos. But other karbanah says the Mishnah that that if you shechted them for Pesach, for the purpose of a Pesach, so then it depends. Im einon ruin, if they're not fit, says the Bar Tanura lePesach for a korban Pesach, kigoyim. For example, egel, a calf, or ayil, or a ram, ben shtei shanim of 2 years old, in the cave, or a female. So then chayv aluf chatos. Then he is has to bring a chatos. He does create the Shabbos. Im nis almo mimenu Shabbos, if he didn't know that it was Shabbos, oishesov or he thinks shemuter lis. Or he thinks that it was permissible to shecht other zvachim on Pesach for Shabbos. The high love toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. This one is not considered to be making a mistake in a matter of a mitzvah. Everybody knows that it's not kosher for Pesach. And therefore, he'll be chayiv achatas. However, v'imruim hein, but if it's fit, keep going. For example, se ben shono shal shlomim, it was a sheep that was a year old, that was a shlomim, and sheshochtu l'shem Pesach, that was shechted for the purpose of a Pesach, the v'toich shehu toru dubol lishchot pischoi, because he is preoccupied, and he is all to involved to shecht his Pesach. Tov b'dover zeh, He made this mistake. And he didn't remember that it was Kodesh for another Zavach, and he used it for the Korban Pesach. So in this case, Rav Elazar v'chayv chatos. Rav Elazar says, v'chayv chatos. Afa pisha to b'dvar mitzvah. Even though he made a mistake in Advar Mitzvah. The Advar Mitzvah is because he's attempting to make a Korban Pesach. But still, it doesn't matter. You're still going to be Chayv Achatos. It doesn't matter if you attempt to do a mitzvah. You violated the Shabbos. But Rabbi Yeshua, Peter, and Rabbi Yeshua exempts. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person who makes a mistake in a mitzvah, and he did a mitzvah, or even a drop of a mitzvah, then he would be exempt from the chiv chatos, the obligation of chatos that is involved. And this one, this person, did a mitzvah when he, shlomim is not doich Shabbos, but he still did, it's a mitzvah koldu, because he brought a korban. Because we said before, this is also a mitzvah, Sheikh Korban, that he brought a Korban. The call of Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalei Lishmon, for all the Zvachim that were shechted not for the name, so even though he said that it's Shalei Lishmon is for the Korban Pesach, Kshedim, it's kosher. Ba'afa Nishchotim Lishem Pesach, even if they were shechted Lishem Pesach, Machshilu Rabbi Yeshua B'Perik Tomei Nishchot. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's kosher in Perik Tomei Nishchot. In other words, it's kosher for the Korban Zvachim. So he did a mitzvah that he brought a korban zvachim, and he was allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it, but he made a mistake and he wanted to bring a korban pesach. So that's why there would be no chiv chatos. That's the point of Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Elazar challenged him, and he said, "Ma ima pesach? Since we see that even the pesach." That is permitted to shecht on Shabbos for the sake of Korban Pesach. So what happens? Says Rabbi Elazar, Shina es Shemoi. If he changes his name, in other words, that the Pesach was not fitten no longer because Pesach Shina Shemoi is not. Is not kosher. Oidus mihu, so you would have to admit, would you not admit, Rabbi Yeshua, this is Rabbi Elazar saying Rabbi Yeshua, the chayiv chatas, that will be a chayiv chatas, we learned before. He's a chayiv chatas because it's a shechita on for Pesach, not kiddin. So Rabbi Elazar's argument is, so, that the Zvachim who are prohibited, even if you use their name, because you can't check Zvachim, so if you change their name, for sure there should be Chayiv. So you see, changing the name by Pesach makes it Chayiv, even if the Pesach is Potter, here, not changing the name is Chayiv, so changing the name shouldn't be Chayiv, in addition to Chayiv. So Rabbi Yeshua says no, and why does he say no? Because he says, because by Pesach is Shino L'Dover HaOsur. Why by Pesach you be Chayiv? Because it changed to something She'shochtu L'Shem Kavonis Achedim She'asur L'Shochtu M'Shabbos. Because he shechted the Korban Pesach for the purpose of other Kavonis which are Osur M'Shabbos. And since he passed his Korban, and the thing that he shechted to it's osur, so it's chayim chatos. Mashenkin by zvachim argues Rabbi Yeshua over there when he changed it to korban pesach, he changed it to something which is permissible because the korban pesach is permissible to be shechted on the korban. That's why it's a dvar mitzvah, and it should be potter from a chatas. That's why it says potter from a chatas. So Rabbi Elazar responded back to Rabbi Yeshua. He says, "Imure tzibur yechichu." Says the Bar Tanura, "Imure tzibur korbanos, those sacrifices ha'murim b'tzibur b'shabbos that are said with regard to community brings on Shabbos. Kigoyin, for example, tamidim u'musafim, the korban tamid, the korban musaf, yichi chodeh will be the evidence. Shemutar, shemutarim l'shechtum l'shma. They are permitted to be shechted for their name. They override the Shabbos. But v'ashoyched shar zvachim. But if a person shechts any other zvachim lishman for the name, if it's not korbanas tzibur b'shabbos, he'll be chayv. So from the fact that we see that one who shechts other zvachim on Shabbos for the thinking that they're korbanas tzibur, and he wants to use korbanas tzibur, still we're going to say it's chayiv. He shechted it, he did it for a davar hamuter, he changed it for a davar hamuter, and still we don't say, well, he did a mitzvah, he tried to do a mitzvah, he brought a korban, and his mistake was on a mitzvah from the emuri tzibur, so he got mixed up. So why don't you say it over there? So Rabbi Yeshua responded to him that it's not the same thing, because by the emuri tzibur he says sheyesh lam kitzva. So Rashi sheyesh lam kitzva, they have a limit. So the Bartanura menich. The Matanura she'ein roye achirim asukim b'shchitose. He doesn't see other people occupied in shechting. V'kivon she'nishchat ha'tomid, and once the tomid was slaughtered, yedayahu, so he knows she'ein tzarech lishchitoy. So that you're not supposed to shecht anymore. Hilkach, and therefore, ein zatoya, that's not considered a mistake, el shegig. It's an accident, but it's not a mistake. The loy hoyo lelitas bedover. He shouldn't have made a mistake. So for a person to make a mistake, for the koyen to make a mistake, or for the shoychet to make a mistake, and take a regular korban and bring it as the korban tamid, that's something which is not an excusable mistake. It's not a mistake, it's an accident. It's not a toya, but a shegig. But mashen came by Pesach, toya by Pesach and lekitzva. Can you say the same by Pesach, which has no limit? Everybody needs a korban Pesach. And he's seeing that everybody else is preoccupied with this, and he is occupied to he's also occupied to get busy with the mitzvah, with the korban Pesach. So even if he already had shechted a korban Pesach, and he found this korban standing in the zora, and he thinks that it's a korban Pesach, and he shechts it, for someone, whoever it is, for their Korban Pesach, that's still called a Tovid Var Mitzvah. He made a mistake in the mitzvah. Mashenken again by a Korban Tzibur, he shouldn't have, nobody's doing any Shechita anymore. The Korban Tamid is been Shechted already. Why does he all of a sudden think that this is a Korban Tamid? It's an accident, but it's not a Tovid. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv achatos. And finally, the Mishnah says that the main holds that that even says Bartanura hashoychet b'shabbes zvachim achirim kol yimei sashon, one who shechts on Shabbos, others sacrifice other shlomim l'shem emuri tzibur, for the Moritzibur, it'll also be potter. So that means that Rav Meir disagrees on the whole basis that we just the discussion that it would be chayiv. I mean, what he just told him that is chayiv. So he disagrees with Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, if you shechted l'shem emuri tzibur, you're taka going to be potter. But v'aloche kirab Yeshua, that if he shechted the zvachim, the shame, other zvachim, the shame, Pesach, there would be no chiv chatas, it would be a esek b'mitzvah, not like Rabbi Lazar, but also in aloche kirab Meir, the aloche is not like Rabbi Meir, but if one shechts this regular zevach and has in mind that it should be a murid tzibur instead of the korban tzibur, he's going to be chayiv. And this what I explained before, that's not called a toya but rather a shagir. Mishnevah shachte shalayla ichlov, that if he slaughtered the korban pesach on erev pesach that was Shabbos, for such people that cannot eat from him, b'shalaylim nuyov, or for people that have not been counted on it, or la'reilim, or for people that have not been circumcised, v'litmeim, or for people that are tamei, then he's chayiv. Then he'll be chayiv because he desecrated the Shabbos, because the Korban Pesach is disqualified. However, le'ichlov v'shalayloichlov, but if he shechted him for people that can eat, and for those that can eat, or limnuyev shloim limnuyev, for those who can count it, and for some that were not counted, or limulim v'lareilim, for both circumcised and non-circumcised, or l'tehilim l'tmeim, for those that are clean from tumah, and those that are tamei, is potter. Then he'll be exempt from a korban chatos, because that korban pesach is kosher, so then he did not desecrate the Shabbos. As we learned before, Shochtei, what happens if he slaughtered the Korban Pesach on Shabbos at a Pesach? And it turns out that it has a blemish. And then the Korban is possible, Chayov. Then he has to bring a Korban Chatos because he's desecrated the Shabbos. Shochtei, what happens if he shechted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos at a Pesach? And it turns out to be a Treifa. B'seiser, if it's in a hidden place that he couldn't know before shechting potter, then he doesn't have to bring a korban chatos. But shochtei, if he slaughtered the korban pesach on Shabbos at a Pesach, and then he found out shemosh chabayim masyodei, that the owners of this korban pesach that he's shechting, initially they counted on this korban pesach, they have removed themselves from the korban pesach, and they won't be eating it. Oishe meisu, or the owners of this korban pesach died. Oishe nitmu, or they became tamei potter. Then he doesn't have to bring korban chatos mipnei sheshochad birshus, because he slaughtered. When he slaughtered, he didn't know of these things, so therefore he was allowed to shecht. Says the Bar Tanura, if one shechts it shaloi. If he shechted, the Mishnah said, if he shechted it for people at the end that cannot be really participating in it, so then he would be chay v'chatas. But what happens la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov, for some that could eat and not eat, then he would be potter v'chul. So the reason why he's potter, says the Bar Tanura, do pesach kosheru. It's a kosher pesach. Damrin perik tov nishchad. Because we said in the chapter of Tov Nishchad, that Shechet Lepsulim V'Lekshedim, if you shecht for both, for people who are not disqualified, and for disqualified Lepsul, you do not, the Karbim is not disqualified. So the Karb Pesach is good. Shoch Tevinim Tzabal Mu'um Chayiv, if he shechts it and it turns out to be above blemish, then it's Chayiv. And the reason is, the Shegeg Hu V'Loi Onus, that's called a shegeg, but not an onus, not against his will. Show a little bakri, you should have checked it out. But what happens in a situation where there was things that are out of his control? Then it'll be potter, as we learned in the Mishnah Vayter. But the case, one of the cases is that he shechted it, and then he found out shemoshcha b'ayla mesyodom. Shemoshcha b'ayla mesyodom, mimenu, from the korban, couldn't shechit before shechit. Either they counted and they joined another group for another karm, or they died, or they became tamei. But now the Shabbos has not been given to be pushed away for them because they're no longer fit to eat it. Potter is the potter. Because he was against his will. He didn't know that it's so. He didn't have to check on this.